House Democrats appear to be in the final days of some tough lobbying. They're trying to round up the 216 votes needed to pass their health care bill. Among those being lobbied the hardest is John Baccieri. He's a freshman Ohio Democrat, elected to a seat held by Republicans for more than half a century. From member station WKSU, M.L. Schultze reports.
On one side, Air Force One. On the other, a private plane pulling an anti-abortion banner. Both were sighted in Northeast Ohio this week, targeting John Baccieri's vote on health care. Baccieri represents Northeast Ohio's 16th congressional district, a mix of steel towns, their suburbs, and farm country. Mike Long is a disabled bricklayer. When he voted for Baccieri, he fully expected health care reform to be front and center.
I personally have called Congressman Baccieri and told him to vote for this bill. It's going to strengthen Medicare. It's going to ensure 30 million Americans.
By last November, Baccieri voted no on the House version of the overhaul, calling it too expensive. He now says that some of his concerns were eased by the Senate version. This is the quintessential swing district. University of Akron political scientist David Cohen says that makes moderation the key to holding the congressional seat here.
There's just a tremendous mix in that district, which makes it very hard for any particular candidate to call themselves bedrock conservative or liberal Democrat. They have to be very moderate in their positions.
On Election Day 2008, United Steelworkers Union members made nearly 25,000 get-out-the-vote calls for Baccieri. Keith Strobelt heads the steelworkers' political team and says the union was disappointed by Baccieri's no vote on health care. But he acknowledges union members themselves had reservations about that bill.
Two of the main issues of this entire health care package is accessibility and affordability. And there's also the issue out there that folks like us that have employers, or are fortunate enough to have employers that supply health care. I'm sure you've heard of the talk of where a lot of our benefits might be taxable income.
Taking it to Baccieri's office this Friday to let him know we're unhappy about the health
care issue. About 400 people went to Glen Oak High School in Canton last week to listen to a Tea Party debate among the four Republicans vying to unseat Baccieri. They condemned health reform as Obamacare, and they were speaking to people like Peggy Reed.
I don't want the government telling me what doctor I can go to. I don't want the government running my health care.
There's no provision, though, for new government-run insurance in either the House or Senate bill. Unemployment in the 16th district runs as high as 13%, and for many, jobs are a bigger priority than health care. Before retiring in 2008, Republican Ralph Regula represented the district for nearly 30 years. He's among those with the jobs concern.
Their number one concern is getting a job. The health care bill is not going to pay their mortgage payment or pay the grocery bill.
Still, John Baccieri continues to be lobbied hard over health care. President Obama even offered him a ride back to Washington on Air Force One. He said no thanks. As an Iraq war vet, Baccieri says he can handle the pressure.
Took a lot of skill and pressure to fly out of Baghdad as a C-130 pilot. You know, I'm accustomed to this. You know, this is a debate our nation needs to have, and I'm not afraid of standing up to leadership and tell them I don't agree with them. I'm also not afraid to take a tough vote.
Meanwhile, constituents and others are jamming the congressman's phone lines at both his D.C. and district offices, while bloggers and protesters on both ends of the political spectrum push John Baccieri to see it their way. For NPR News, I'm M.L. Schultze in Canton, Ohio.